place now. It's ridiculous.
It's 4 minutes before seven. Robbie Williams has agreed to pay undisclosed damages to the former manager of Take That. He's apologised for using the lyrics of a song to allege that Nigel Martin Smith may have stolen money from the band. It's all a bit mysterious. This James Kelly will reveal what this was all about. In particular, James, these offending lyrics. What were they really about?
Well, Peter, this all centred on the original version of a song called The 90s on Robbie's last album, Rude Box, which I'm sure you've got in your collection. Mm. Now, this was released last year, and in the song's lyrics, Robbie made comments that alleged Nigel Martin Smith, now he's the Manchester music mogul who created Take That, had basically ripped the band off over tour payments. And the song also reportedly detailed how Robbie fantasised about gouging the eyes out of his former boss. Now, these two have had a troubled relationship since Robbie left Take That back in 1993, when Mr. Martin Smith sued Robbie for breach of contract. So it wasn't too much of a surprise when Robbie had a go at him on Rude Box, but Mr. Martin Smith felt his comments went way too far, his reputation was at stake, and so he brought in the lawyers.
Right. I mean, did it ever get to the shops or online, this version?
Well, no, it didn't, but the offending contents became widely known anyway because they were on the review and publicity copies of the album that were distributed to the press. And you'll know that nothing fills the gossip columns and entertainment pages like a good old showbiz spat. But when Nigel Martin Smith got wind of what was being alleged about him, he instigated legal proceedings, prompting Robbie to re-record the song, omitting the offending words, before the album hit the shop shelves.
Mm. So Robbie's made a statement?
Yes, he made a statement today. It was read out in the High Court. Robbie wasn't there himself, but I was to hear this statement, and basically what he said was that he didn't intend the lyrics to be taken at face value or as a serious statement by him of the views he holds of Nigel Martin Smith. And it goes on to say that specifically, Robbie didn't intend to allege that Mr. Martin Smith had ever stolen any funds from Take That or anyone else, and it continues that the pop stars agreed to pay his old boss damages and costs. Now, we don't know how much, but it's been confirmed that it's a substantial sum of money. And it'd be interesting to know what Robbie really thinks about today's events, especially when you consider that Mr. Martin Smith's lawyer, Gary Lux, says it all could have been avoided.
He saw it's gone so far because, you know, he didn't really want to take proceedings. Had Robbie have apologised straight away and agreed to meet with him, then my client believes that there would not have been any need for High Court proceedings to be commenced, where there was going to be a trial in January of 2008.
That's James Kelly with that report. Thank you, James. It's 1.5 minutes before seven. Time for a fascinating insight into